Of course, that's the issue at hand. You're liaising with Justice and Social Protection to find a solution to this anomaly, because Gardaí who joined post-1995 at first glance seemed to receive the same level of pension. But if you look at what they have to do to receive that pension, that's the problem. Because in order to qualify for the supplementary part of their pension, they must exhaust all entitlement under social welfare, which means they must draw down job seekers for 9 months by signing on in a post office. Many of them consider that they are being discriminated against because they are not job seekers. They are retired members of An Garda Síoch Chónaí. They have full service, yet they are forced to sign a declaration to say that they are available for work. And many of them complain about how they are being treated by the Department of Social Welfare. Minister, this is an anomaly. It's between three different departments. It's over and back, and it's going on a long time. Can you give me any time frame as to when you hope to deal with this matter in a fair and a reasonable way?
I met the Minister for Justice in relation to this yesterday, and I would hope by the summer that we might have the outlines of how we will deal with this issue. The Minister for Justice has emphasised the importance of this issue to me, and I'm aware of the consequences that it has for members of the Guards who have retired and the fact that those numbers are now growing.